What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com, get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, you hear three knocks at the door. Do you open it or do you ignore it?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Yes, yes, yes. If you have a real ghost story, we would love to hear it. We would love to share it. Call in anytime at 855-853-4802. You can also write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you want an ad-free version of the show along with advanced episodes, access to the archive, become a premium subscriber. You can do that through Apple Podcasts. Even try it for 3 days free. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. And my sister, Kathy Gordon, with us today. How are you?
Well, I'm good. How are you doing, Carol Hughes?
I'm doing good. It's so funny. Normally, you and I record in the evening, and it's the middle of the afternoon.
I know. There's all this light around us. And so now I don't have to be quite so scared.
I know. Because we were recording the other night. It was getting a little bit darker, and like the window, the blind behind me was open. I'm like, I have got to stop and shut this blind behind me because I'm thinking someone's watching me. So I don't have to worry about that.
We had some scary stories, too. So it was like, oh, this is getting a little bit, you know.
Speaking of scary stories, so I've got one that I want to share with everyone. I've already shared it with Kathy. Because when creepy things happen to us, we always pick up the phones like, you don't know, you're not going to believe what just happened to me.
But when
it happened, I couldn't pick up the phone right then. So I waited, as I should, until the next day because it happened at 4 a.m., it might have been more like 4:10 a.m.
I was probably awake.
Really? Women of a certain age and all. We can never sleep. But yeah. I was sound asleep at the time this happened. So I'm going to preface this with I don't think it was paranormal. I do think it's debunkable, but it felt like it was paranormal at the time. So.
Okay.
So what happened was I'm sound asleep in bed and I woke up. And I heard something like, I don't know. I don't even know how to describe it. It felt like my house maybe was getting ready to explode or like an airplane was getting ready to crash onto it or something.
Like an airplane just hovering.
Yeah, yeah.
Like over the top of your house.
Like, but right over the top of my house. It almost even felt like it was engulfing my entire house. So I couldn't even tell where the sound was coming from. And when you wake up from a dead sleep like that, it's like, what the F is going on?
Well, yeah.
So I run into my kitchen and I look at my washing machine thinking it's that. It wasn't. And then I kind of stood there and it's a really small dining room. It's kind of just real open, but there's an area with a table. So I guess that's the dining room, even though it's not really a room.
I think it's a dining room. I go with dining
room. Area. It's
yeah.
It's a but it's I, you know, the dining room.
You dine in it, yeah.
So that's where we dine, like never. But so I stood there for a half second, and I'm like, oh my God, it sounds like it's coming from right above me, and I look up. What had happened was this house, built in 1940, it has an attic fan. So it's like this whole house fan. So the idea is you open some windows so the air can come in through both sides of your house or as many sides of the house as possible. And this attic fan kind of sucks the hot air up or something. I don't know, because I've never used it. And the attic fan had gotten turned on. So when I looked up, I was standing right underneath the vent. And I don't know. What do you think? 3 foot by 3 foot? Something like that?
Yeah, so it could be. It's good size.
So when I've never had it completely open, like I've accidentally turned it on a couple times because it's right by the light switch for the kitchen. But I always shut it off right quick. So those vents open up completely. So when I looked up, it was like I could look into the attic and it was like pissed off at me. Like it was like my house was just going, rah! And I was like, what? And then it hit me. Oh my God, my attic fan is turned on. So I shut it off and the vent closes back up.
Which now begs the question, why the hell is your attic fan on at 4 right. o'clock in the morning?
So I have a theory. And my theory is that it's that time of year, springtime, where there's a lot of moths out. I don't know if everybody has problems with them in their various parts of the world and country. But here, I've been getting them in the house every night. And my cats, this is sport for my cats. And they tag team on them. They're chasing these moths all over. And my younger one can jump really high. So right before I went to bed, I even said out loud, they had just knocked a lamp over. I was like, don't go knocking anything over because you're going to scare the crap out of me when I go to bed if you, you know. Well, in my kitchen, I have a little lamp that I leave on at night just for light. And so I'm sure the moths were drawn to that light in the kitchen. And then the light switch and the fan switch are right next to each other, but they're not the kind that you flip up and down. You press the bottom, you press the top. So I could see if my cat was chasing the moth in the kitchen and accidentally pressed it. That's what I think happened. Because when it happened, my cat was like, when I got up, my cat was like in my room, like in this panic, looking at me like, what is it? What is it?
Here's what I think. Okay, you have really smart cats.
I do.
And I think
they're awesome.
You went to bed and said, don't knock anything over. Izzy looks over at Rizzo and goes, hey, dude, she didn't say we couldn't turn anything on.
Watch
That's
this.
What I think happened.
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer, Riz. But let's wait till 4 o'clock in the morning when she least expects it, dude.
And then I'm going to run into a room. I'm going to act all surprised. This is going to be funny AF.
Yeah, this will be a riot. You're going to love this.
And I never did see Rizzo the whole time. So Rizzo was like, wait, I didn't realize that's what we're going to do. It scared the crap
out
of me.
Out of here. Like Rizzo's like, not me.
I'm
like,
hiding under the bed for that. Yeah. Sounds like an airplane's going to land on our house. So I went back to bed and I laid there for probably a couple hours before I could fall back to sleep. The next night, I'm like, okay, you know, I've debunked it. It was the cats, or was it?
Yeah,
and so then I couldn't fall asleep because I was like, what if at 4 a.m. that comes on again? What if it starts doing that every night? What if? But it hasn't happened since.
I'm going to go with cats. I'm staying with cats. You have smart cats. And
they planned it.
Right. That way you can sleep better if you just think it's the cats.
Exactly. And it is debunkable, but it totally felt like it was paranormal. It really did.
Well,
it felt
God,
like my
adrenaline.
Attic was just pissed off at me. It was like my whole house is really angry at me.
I have one of those in my house too here, and it is really loud.
Yeah, this
I know
is
what you're
loud.
Talking about. It's really loud.
And I think they probably, I don't know if modern houses have them. This one was built in 1940. It didn't have central air at the time. So my guess is this was kind of what they did to help get air moving through the house. I don't know.
Yeah, I think so.
So loud. It never feels right. The couple times I've accidentally turned it on, it doesn't feel right.
Yeah, it's so loud.
Like, my neighbors are going to be like, Carol is doing something demonic. We can hear it. Obviously, something is going on at Carol's house.
Well, yeah, apocalypse now.
Well, anyways, you want to hear a story because I've got a good one today.
I really do. Let's go.
Okay, so here it is. I'm going to share my story with you at my wife's insistence. She listens to your show every day during the day since she stays home to take care of the house and our kids, and I am off to earn the bacon every day. We moved into a larger home from our cozy cottage when our youngest was born since we needed more room. We have three kids, ages 16, 10, and 2. The last one was an oopsie baby. Our oldest is rarely home since her social life is cooler than her parents, said every parent of their 16-year-old. My wife decided to invite everyone over for our first Easter dinner at our new home. Since it has a large dining area and spacious kitchen, it was perfect for entertaining. We had about 16 family members over for dinner. That's a lot. Along with my brood, it was a perfect dinner. My wife and her mother did an excellent job cooking. I agreed to host another Easter dinner the next year since it went so well. Me, our 16-year-old, and my wife were cleaning up after everyone when I distinctly heard knocking at our front door. I assumed someone had left a purse or jacket, so I went to answer the door. No one was there. I know I heard it. I asked my wife and daughter, and they didn't hear anything over the water running and the clanging of dishes being loaded into the dishwasher. I asked my 10-year-old and received his typical blank look since he was glued to his Xbox. My 2-year-old was sound asleep. I didn't think anything of it after a while and eventually completely forgot about it. Fast forward to the 4th of July that same year, and again, we were hosting family and friends. This time, I was the cook since I really enjoy grilling and we live in a town that doesn't really care about fireworks, so a buddy and I took a drive to buy some really good ones in another state. And I will add there that maybe, I don't know what it's like in big cities and stuff, but there are definitely different grades of fireworks.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And there's the kind like my city allows that are pretty basic. They don't go, I don't even think they go over 6 feet high, but it's the ones you can get 20 miles in any direction. That's the good stuff.
Oh my gosh. When we were little and lived in Nebraska, we would drive to Kansas.
Or
to
our Uncle Dale would come from Kansas.
Yeah. And they would bring the good stuff. Yep. They would have like M80s.
Oh, yeah. And I remember they had M80s, which are like little bombs.
Yeah.
And I was very like dangerous. 9, 10 in there. And we'd get a bag full of those M80s. We'd go down to the lake that we lived on, that little bridge over by the boat docks. And if you held it just long enough and you threw it, it would blow up right above the water. And so it'd be this water like everywhere.
Yeah, we thought that was super fun.
But we were 9 or 10 years old.
Like, I know.
It's like, hey, kids, here's a bag of M80s. Here's some cherry bombs, too. Go ahead.
Yeah, enjoy.
Have fun, kids.
Yeah. What?
And like, they're so loud. They had to have known what we were doing. We're right across the street throwing M80s.
Oh, yeah.
I just think that's so weird.
Okay. All right.
Have fun, children. Let's see. We were busy preparing for our festivities when I realized I left my lighter in the house in the kitchen. To my knowledge, I was the only one in the house. As I was closing our kitchen junk drawer, I heard the same three knocks on the front door. I went to answer it, figuring it was my daughter's friends who didn't know well enough to walk around to the backyard. I opened the door and no one was there. I recalled earlier in the spring how the same exact thing happened and I thought, wow, this invisible friend really likes our holidays. I was excited to get the night started, so I thought not much of it again, but I did wonder why it only happened to me. Later in the fall, my wife was home with the youngest while our others were at school. She said she was in the kitchen cleaning up the lunch dishes and the little one was in her booster. My wife recounted that she heard three hard knocks on the door and looked at my daughter, who babbled, "Da man," or something like that. My wife opened the door and nothing was there. She called me at work, concerned that maybe someone was trying to break in since a robber might assume everyone is at work during the day. In the background, I could hear my daughter babbling and crying, repeating over and over, which sounded to me like, "Bad man." I told my wife to grab her and get in the car and leave until I could get home a few hours later. I sat at my desk feeling helpless, wanting to rush home, but I couldn't since I had a 2-hour meeting in about 15 minutes with an important client that I'd been planning for months. I wondered why this was happening, and I did not mention that this happened to me in the summer and couldn't remember if my wife would recall earlier that year the same knocking, always 3 knocks. My wife is very superstitious and loves all things spooky, and she and her sister sit around the kitchen table and talk about paranormal stuff. That sounds like us, Kathy.
Well, yeah. We'd get along great with them.
Right? We could hang out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Go to their parties and stuff. Even my 16-year-old is into it. I think they're all nuts. I consider myself a skeptic. I wonder if maybe they attracted something onto our property. I don't know. We went several months with nothing going on, typical everyday life. My oldest ended up getting very sick with mono earlier this year. She was hospitalized for 11 days.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And we were worried sick. Of course they were.
Poor girl.
Finally, she was able to come home, but not ready to go back to school. She was on bed rest for about 3 weeks after her hospital stay. My wife was more than willing to take care of our firstborn. My daughter is a typical teenage girl with lots of friends, very social and outgoing, and boys calling and texting and showing up. That boy part drives me nuts as a father, but she is a good girl and gets great grades. Toward the end of her bed rest, she was expecting a friend to drop off her homework for math class. Usually, my wife would open the door, intercept whatever was for our daughter, and deliver it upstairs. No friends were allowed in the house during this recovery time. My wife was upstairs busy with something else and told my daughter to answer the door and retrieve her homework. She did, and no one was there. She went up and told my wife that maybe she didn't get to the door quickly enough. My wife asked her if the doorbell rang since she didn't hear it, and my daughter said no, they knocked, which is totally weird since usually Ashley will press the doorbell like 19 times. Again, another call at work. I told my wife to ignore it and to not open the door. We never had any paranormal stuff happen in the house, but I was worried that if she opened the door, maybe it was letting something in. A few weeks ago, my oldest was reminiscing about her mono recovery. She told us that she kept having the strangest dreams, which would make sense considering she had a very high fever. But the one she remembered the most was a man dressed in black who looked evil and always wanted her to follow him to a well that is on the border of our property. I knew about the well, and I asked my daughter, "What well?" to see if she knew about the well. Maybe she wandered through the woods with her friends behind the house, which is very unlikely since her idea of anything outdoorsy is sitting on the patio. She had no clue about the well. It makes me wonder if this man haunts our property. Why he knocks at our front door is beyond me. The doorbell works quite nicely. Occasionally, we still hear it about every month or so. Sometimes in the middle of the night.
No.
I would hate that.
Oh, my gosh. Are you kidding me?
You're like, don't answer the door. My sister-in-law thinks that if we continue opening the door, maybe it would slowly come in and one day would manifest in our home. I hope not. I've got a good 10 years left on the mortgage. I even went so far as to put a please ring doorbell sign on our door. My wife thinks it's tacky, but so far our ghostly visitor prefers knocking. 3 times. What do you guys think? Take care. You guys keep my wife company during the day. I appreciate it. So, Kathy, what are your thoughts about 3 knocks, and what do you think?
Okay, well, first off, I want to say I love this family.
I do, too.
Top to bottom.
I
love them all.
I would go to their parties.
I know. I love them all. Like, the guy writes so well, and he made me laugh, like, all the way through that. It was really quite funny. But I do think there is some validity to this 3 knock thing. I've had a couple experiences with it. One of them was really scary for me. And you've had it happen to
yep.
you,
uh-huh.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's always the 3 knock business. And in this instance, it's kind of interesting because there are times where it feels like it's not a big deal, where you just go to the door and nobody's there. And you're like, huh. But then other times it seemed like it was disturbing. The time where the mom was home alone with the smallest child.
And right.
They were afraid.
Yeah.
You know, but they were genuinely felt like something was wrong.
I mean, seriously, if I heard three knocks at the door and nobody was there, that would freak me out.
Well, yeah.
So what I did was I did a little research about what does three knocks mean. So I found a couple different things. Okay. Did you know that the number three holds a lot of different meanings for spirits? In ghostology, you'll see that it's the number that ghosts hold near and dear to them. I had no idea. I don't know anybody knows
that. How do
you
do that research?
Like, hey, I would like to ask the spirits, what's your favorite number between 1 and 10?
If I was in class, my arm would go up immediately. Wait a minute. How did you find that out?
How is this study done?
Mm-hmm. I need more information.
Of course, the spiritual meaning of three knocks varies from person to person. Some people see it as a message from the other side, while others consider it a sign from God.
If you want to talk about God in the number three, I think that's a pretty big deal. It's called the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, the Trinity, right?
Yes.
So, yes, that would be a number that would be important to God.
And then there are those who view three knocks as something straight out of a horror movie, which I could also see. Mm-hmm. Whatever your interpretation, there's one certainty. Three knocks is when you know something paranormal is happening. Hearing knocking is a symbolic way of saying that you are being called to get up and do something. It's a sign that it is time for you to move forward in your life and accomplish your dreams. I guess more than just get up and answer the door. The spiritual meaning of three knocks is someone or something is trying to get your attention. It could be a sign from the universe, your higher self, God, or even a spirit guide. I kind of like that idea. This means
I love that idea.
Anything from an opportunity for growth and change to a reminder that it's time for you to take action on something you've been thinking about. So maybe when it happens, rather than be like, oh my God, this is terrifying and this entity wants into my house, maybe go, you know, is there something I need to pursue? Is there a higher calling? Is there something trying to get my attention? Should I be trying to move forward?
But, you know, I think that a lot. When certain things happen to me, I stop and after my initial, you know,
freak out
and being scared, I sometimes stop back and say, okay, I take a step back. And I'm thinking, is somebody trying to tell me something? Is the universe reaching out to me? And I'm wondering, you know, I like that idea with this knocking.
Yeah. I found another site. It said, whatever the reason may be, three knocks means it's time to pay attention and take note of what's happening around you. According to superstition, hearing three knocks is a harbinger of death. It is said when someone hears these three phantom knocks, someone under that roof will die within a week. However, there are other interpretations of three knocks. Hearing knocking is a symbolic way of saying you're being called to get up and do something. It's a sign that it's time for you to move forward in your life and accomplish your dreams. So I'm going to say the three knocks and the someone under the roof will die within a week. It's happened to me. Nobody died within a week. It's happened to you. Nobody died within a week. Mm-hmm. I think that one is superstition. So maybe just look at more of, rather than it's this evil thing coming in, maybe it's trying to get your attention for another reason.
That's what I'm wondering that too. Now, I would not discount that something kind of scary could happen. Because like I said, one time when it happened to me, I was very scared.
Well, I
knew something was very wrong. I just knew it.
In the middle of the night.
Well, not to mention when it happened to me that I heard a voice outside of me, like just a voice that said, don't open the door.
But see, that time it happened to me in that house in Nebraska when we were kids, which I have told this story before, but I thought it was Brenda or Nikki, our neighbors, jumped up and ran across a porch, which was a very distinct sound because that's how they came over all the time. If they came to the front door, they didn't walk around to the front steps. They just jumped up on the side of the porch. But it was dark, and I thought that was really weird. And I went and opened the door and they weren't there. And so I knew I would have heard them leaving the porch, or I would have seen them. If I wouldn't have heard them leaving, I would have seen them. And nobody was there. It was such a creaky old house that nobody could walk up on the porch without hearing it. It was a big porch.
It was a big wooden porch, and it was really loud when people walked on it.
And nobody died.
Nobody did.
But, you know, at the same time, it scared the crap out of me.
Yeah.
So I don't know, but maybe it gives you a little peace of mind if you can, if something like that happens, and then maybe rather than sitting around and being freaked out, maybe you can focus on your life and ask yourself, what am I being called to get up and do? How am I supposed to be moving forward in my life?
Maybe we will encourage people to like become climate scientists and solve the world's problems, and somebody can run for president and solve all the problems, and somebody, right? Because can they got somebody, to knock on the door and they just, go, huh, Carol and Kathy said that I should do something.
Can somebody please, can we please just put that thought out into the universe? Can somebody run for president?
Maybe I should do something big.
Somebody under like 100 or 75, you know, I'm like, come on, can somebody please just run for
somebody,
president?
That appears,
I don't know. That's another type of podcast. Let's not get into that.
Okay. For the good, right?
For the good, for the greater good. So if you like the show and want an ad-free experience, sign up to be a premium subscriber. Go to Apple Podcasts, try it for 3 days free. Sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you so much for listening.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just $10.
$10 for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just $10.
$10 for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That 2 hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free to play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just $10.
$10 for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the States in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including Live Dealer, Blackjack, and Craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.